Longview 150 Stories, a partnership project between the City of Longview and Longview Public Library, showcasing 150 distinct stories designed to reveal Longview's history during the sesquicentennial celebration. Sprinkled among the daily podcasts are personal stories, large-scale history, and interesting tidbits about the life and fabric of this dynamic community. Today we're visiting with Robert Cargill Jr., president of his family's oil company and local philanthropist, as he talks about his family memories related to life in Longview, particularly his father's role with Longview ISD and their family's grocery company.
I remember there were school board elections. It's kind of interesting. In 1946, Dad got elected to the school board with 460 votes, and that was vast majority of every meeting. The next person got 100 votes or something like that. And that meant that Frank McNally, Alec Ryan, and my dad, we lived at 4 Covington Drive. The McNallys lived at something like 13-9 Covington Drive, and the Ryans lived at 12 Covington Drive. So that you can't do that now, but these three guys were on the school board. And Mr. Henry Foster was God. He was the school superintendent. Everybody kowtowed to Mr. Foster because he was a sort of an imposing figure. His grandson is Rob Foster, who was the DA here in the early 80s. That kind of concentration of power and interest can't do anymore. It's been resolved. Martin Hayes financed my dad's opening his own wholesale grocery house, the East Texas Grocery Company, on 2nd Street, right by the railroad. And in the late 40s, they were expanding, and they built a big brick warehouse instead of this corrugated tin place. I had a job there one summer. I got paid $2 a day. A lot of people there at Sabre, they were glad I left because basically I got in the way. I'm the boss's kid, and so what do you do? And in 1949 or 50, Kay Kimball, who is Mr. Kimball of the Kimball Museum in Fort Worth, was big in the wholesale grocery business. And he had got in touch with my dad and said, Mr. Cargill, I want to buy your wholesale grocery business. And Dad, being a totally uneducated guy, but pretty bright, figured if Mr. Kimball wants my business, Mr. Kimball is going to get it one way or the other. And so he said, I'm telling you that this is a story he told me. He said, okay. He said to himself, the value of this business is X, whatever X is. I never knew that number. And so he said, Mr. Kimball, I'll take 2X. Mr. Kimball said, fine. He wrote him a check. And come to Fort Worth and pick it up. So Mother and Dad drove to Fort Worth, got Mr. Kimball's check. And on the way home, Dad decided to light up a cigarette. And my mother said, if you smoke one more cigarette, I'm going to start smoking. And so the story is that was the last cigarette he ever had.
That's okay. The story I heard.
Well,
and that was turns out
Mother had gone to Longview High School, graduated in 31, and was a basketball star there, and went to marry Hardin Baylor. But she either quit to get married or she got kicked out for smoking, and I've heard
she
both.
Went twice, didn't she?
She was there for a year and a half, I think. But about my mother's basketball, when I was a senior in high school, I was taking trigonometry. And C.N. Wilkinson, who had been my mother's basketball coach in the late 20s and 30s, was still teaching plane geometry and solid geometry and trig. And I was in a trig class. And we were there one day, and these two guys who were athletes, and they were bragging about something. And Wilkie just said, you know, if you guys were half as good as Cargill's mother, you'd both be all state. And that ended that discussion. Turns out a lot of parents complained about Wilkie being a lousy teacher, but I thought he was one of the best I ever had. Turns out I asked him one day, why did we have to do all these? You had to draw plates. We had circles and triangles and all that stuff on there. And I mean, I thought that was just busy work. And I said, why do you have us do this? He says, I've got to give class something that they can do so that I can give them a passing grade. But, you know, Longview High School has gone, the Longview School District, I say, but I know something about the high school. I don't know squat about any of the rest of it.